Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about using reference tracks the right way for drum and bass in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through a compact, practical workflow so your mixes start to sound like proper DNB records, not guesses. Keep your headphones or near-field monitors ready, set your tempo to about 174 BPM, and let's go. Why use reference tracks? Because great DNB mixes share consistent tonal balance, low-end energy, transient snap, stereo image, and arrangement patterns. A good reference gives you an objective target, helps you beat mix blindness, and lets you make decisions that translate in clubs and on headphones. Quick prerequisites: Ableton Live Standard or Suite, a commercial DNB track or two that match the vibe you're aiming for, and either a LUFS meter or your ear for loudness matching. For darker or heavier styles, pick references that actually sound like the subgenre you want. Don't compare your dark step to a liquid track and expect useful results. Step 0. Choose a reference. Pick one or two commercial tracks closest to your vibe. One for rolling, one for heavy, or one for jungle. Keep them genre consistent. If possible, grab sections that match what you're working on, like the first drop. Step 1. Import the reference safely. Create a new audio track and name it REF. Drag your reference audio into that track. Very important. Right-click the clip. Go to warp and turn warping off. You want the file playing in its original time domain so Ableton isn't adding artifacts. Put the REF track at the top of your session for quick access. If you need separate parts, duplicate the REF track to have REF A for the intro and REF B for the drop. Step 2. Build a simple reference bus and loudness match. Drop a utility device on an REF track and set the gain to about -6 dB as a starting point. Commercial masters are usually much louder. The headroom prevents the reference from overwhelming your mix and gives you a fair tonal comparison. After utility, add an EQ8 with the analyzer switched on so you can inspect the spectrum visually. If you have a LUFS meter, target roughly -10 to -12 LUFS integrated for your rough mixes, and remember the reference will likely be louder. Don't chase that loudness. Step 3. Set up fast AB switching. I want you toggling between your mix and the reference in an instant. Option A. Easy and beginner-friendly. Expose the track activator buttons for the REF and your main mix group. Then use Ableton's key map mode to assign one key to mute/unmute the REF and another key to mute/unmute your mix. Now you can press those keys to jump back and forth. Option B. Put REF and your mix in a group and map a single macro or key to mute one or the other. The goal is quick, repeatable ABing so you don't lose context. Step 4. Visual comparison with stock devices. Put a spectrum device on the REF and on your master chain after all master FX. Set spectrum size to 2048 for a good balance of resolution and responsiveness. Use 4096 if you want extra detail. Put a EQ8 with the analyzer on both REF and master with the same settings so the displays line up, and a utility on your master to collapse mono below about 120 HC to check how the low end sums. Consistent visual tools lets you compare shapes, not numbers. Step 5. Tonal comparison workflow. Play a representative section of the reference. I like the first drop. Listen for where the sub energy sits, where the mid bass lives, the presence region in the snare, and the air in the top end. On your mix, solo the drum and bass section. Toggle the reference on and off while listening and watching EQ8. Don't copy band for band. The visual match is a guide. Use your ears to judge character. Frequency focus points to check by ear and on the spectrum. Sub roughly 30 to 80 HC. Are you stronger or weaker than the reference? Low mids roughly 150 to 350 HC. Do you have mud or warmth? Presence around 1.5 to 3.5 KHC. Does the snare and bass grit cut through? High 6 to 14 KHC. Cymbal air in top definition. Step 6. Dynamics and bus glue comparison. To test dynamics, put a glue compressor on your master chain as a reference compressor. Try a starting point of ratio 2 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 150 to 300 ms, and threshold so you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Add saturator before the glue with a soft sine curve and a couple dB of drive. This will add harmonic weight. Compare how punchy the reference is. If your mix feels loose, a little bus compression or subtle limiting can help. If it feels squashed, back off. Step 7. Arrangement and energy mapping. Drop the reference into arrangement view and loop the sections you want to study. Set locators for intro length, build, and drop point and note the bar counts. Copy any useful templates into your arrangement. For example, intro 32 bars, build 16 bars, drop 64 bars. DNB often favors quicker energy changes, so use those markers for structure ideas but keep your creativity. Step 8. Final listening checks and translation. Switch between reference and your mix on full systems and on small systems, headphones, laptop, even phone. Listen for sub-translation, transient snap on the snare, and stereo width in the top end. Make small corrective moves and recheck. Aim for translation across systems, not perfect spectral matching. Common mistakes to avoid. Do not warp your reference. Warping introduces timing artifacts. Loudness match before comparing. A louder reference will always seem better. Try to compare similarly processed material. If your master has heavy effects and the reference is dry, you're not comparing apples to apples. Don't rely only on visuals. Spectrum analyzers are guides, but your ears are the final judge. And don't try to copy a reference exactly. Use it as a template. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Lock the sub to mono on the bass group with utility set to zero width, below about 100 to 120 Hz. Use multiband dynamics on the bass to tame 40 to 80 Hz with a ratio around 3 to 1 for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Add tasteful saturation to the mid-bass layer to get harmonics that cut through on small systems without raising the sub. For drums, try drum bus with some transient control and a little drive. For drops, automate heavier glue compression in bursts, so you get that aggressive shape only when you want it. Extra coach notes you'll actually use. Create an audio effect rack on the REF channel with macros for ref volume, loudness match trim, mono sub on slash off, analyzer toggle and glue on slash off. That gives you one button control for the moves you make most. If you want exact loudness matching, use a Luffs meter or a pink noise calibration method. There's a useful isolation trick. Duplicate the REF. Invert phase and balance levels to cancel common elements and reveal differences, but you'll need to align transients manually for good cancellation. Also use EQ8 in mid/side mode to compare how much energy the reference puts in the sides versus the center. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Here's a quick exercise to internalize this workflow. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Drag a 32-second excerpt of a reference drop into the REF track, warp off, and edge utility at minus 6 dB. Put spectrum set to 2048 on both REF and your master. Loudness match by ear using the REF utility until the perceived loudness feels equal. Write down the gain change you used. Inspect where the reference's biggest energy sit. Then on your master make one small corrective move. For example, subtract 1.5 dB at 250 Hz if you're muddy. Add a glue compressor with a light 2 dB of gain reduction and toggle the reference. Did punch and translation improve? Take notes, which frequencies you changed, whether saturation helped, and one next step. Keep the move small and deliberate. Homework challenge, 60 to 90 minutes. Deliver two short exports, your mix before changes and after changes, plus a screenshot of a spectrum comparison and a five-line summary. Build a mini reference rack with macros for volume, mono sub, and analyzer. Loudness match. Use the phase subtraction trick to isolate differences, then make no more than three surgical changes. Add a harmonic layer to bass, cut a muddy mid, or boost presence on the snare. Export a brief A-B comparison and write down your findings, the gain change you used, the biggest spectral difference, the two corrections you made, whether punch improved, and your next focus. Final recap and motivation. Remember these core rules. Always import references with warp off. Loudness match before you compare. Use stock devices like utility, spectrum, EQ8, glue, saturator, drum bus, and multiband dynamics, and A-B quickly and objectively. Compare spectral shape and arrangement but keep your own creativity. For dark DNB, focus on mono subs, mid-bass saturation, and controlled glue compression. Now go load a couple of your favorite DNB tracks into Ableton, set up your reference workbench, and do the practice exercise. If you want feedback, send me the names of the references, or export a short A-B and a screenshot. I'll give you a focus checklist of three next moves to bring your mix closer to that pro sound. Let's sharpen that low end and make the drop hit harder. See you on the next one.